We are not byproducts. They rejected him so that another prophecy will be ignited in the Bible. There is a prophecy in Isaiah chapter 65, verse 1. Can we read it? See, the Spirit of the Lord was saying, I am sought of them that ask not of me. Were we looking for God? I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me, unto a nation, Israel. Listen, Israel, listen. The Lord is saying, behold me, unto a nation that was not called by my name. We are not nations, Gentile nations, we are not called by his name. The only nation that we are called by his name, we are the children of Israel. Isaiah 56 and verse 8. Okay. This is thus said the Lord. The Lord God, which gathered the outcasts of Israel, said, this is why he said, yet will I gather others to him, beside those that are gathered unto him. There was a prophecy, apart from Israel that he gathered, there are others that he will gather beside Israel. And so we see John chapter 10, verse 15. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I laid down my life for the sheep. For the sheep. Hear what he said. And all that sheep I have, which are not of this fold, Israel, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that is that mystery that Apostle Paul was talking of in Ephesians chapter 3. Can we read it? Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 1. And let's read it maybe up to verse 9 to get the proper picture. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you, what? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in all the ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto these holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. What is the mystery? That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's why it is a mystery. It's encoded. But in this day, it is decoded. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's the same mystery that is mentioned in Romans chapter 16 and verse 25. It is the same mystery that is mentioned in Colossians chapter 1, verse 25 to 27, and it is the same mystery that is mentioned in Romans chapter 10 and verse 19 to verse 20. Let me call those scriptures again. Romans 16 verse 25, Colossians 1 verse 25 to 27, Romans chapter 10 verse 19 and verse 20. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what was being fulfilled, amen, in Acts chapter 10, verse 44. Let's read it up to verse 50. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which had the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentile also was poured out the gifts of the Holy Ghost. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water that this should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry. Let's go to Acts chapter 13. Let's start from there, because this is just from verse 44. Because this is actually the beginning. Yes, in Acts chapter 10, the door was opened by Peter, where we just read now, in the house of Cornelius. But after then, the ministry proper now for the Gentile was supposed to start, because Peter was ordained for the Jews, the circumcision. But Apostle Paul, as we shall see, is ordained for the Gentiles. And the next Sabbath day, verse 44 of Acts chapter 13, came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Take note. They did not come to see miracles. They came to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, "It was necessary," listen very well, this is where I'm going, "it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, you the Jews. But say you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so has the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth." And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the name of the Lord. And as many as we are ordained, when are they ordained? From the foundation of the world, unto eternal life, they believed. Praise the Lord. Paul and Barnabas, we are those to take the light to the Gentiles, because the Jews rejected the light. And this mystery of the redemption of the Gentiles are hidden in shadows and in types in the scripture, so that you will know that we are not believers by accident. We are not even believers because Israel rejected him. It is put that way for you to understand why Israel's program for salvation is suspended. Their eyes remain blind. God himself arranged it that way to fulfill his purpose. We see the story of Joseph. The story of Joseph is a complete story of redemption. The story of Joseph is the story of Jesus. Joseph is Jesus' story in a type, in a shadow. Joseph was rejected by his brethren because he was spiritual, and because the father loved him too much. Is that not the story of Jesus? They rejected him. A Gentile nation accepted him. And not just accepted him, made him their king. Hey. They rejected Jesus. We, the Gentiles, we received him and made him our king. And we bow before him. And we worship him. And Joseph was placed in a position by Pharaoh that no man could go to Pharaoh except you go through Joseph. And no man can go to the Father, for I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. Praise the Lord. And Joseph, in a Gentile nation, Pharaoh gave him a Gentile wife, and that wife gave him children. Hallelujah. They rejected Jesus, and the Father gave him children, gave him a church, his wife, gave him children among the Gentiles today. Oh, if that doesn't excite you, nothing in the Bible will excite you. Praise the Lord. But the time came when he had to reveal himself to his brethren. And Zechariah said so. The time is going to come when they will now be asking, he will reveal himself to his brethren. And they'll be weeping and crying. So it is our brother that we crucified. When he will show them the marks, they will ask him, where did you get that? And you tell them, from his brethren, his friends. They will weep, they will cry. But he told them something. Hallelujah. You thought to do me evil, but God decided to use it to save lives. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But see where I am going as a pattern for us. By the time that Joseph was revealing himself to his brethren, where was the wife? The wife was in the palace, relaxed as a queen. Letting us know that by the time that the gospel will come to the Jews, the rapture should have taken place and the bride is up there in glory. Glory be to God. And that will take place in the last 1 week of that 70 weeks agenda given to Daniel. By the time the gospel goes to the Jews, the rapture has taken place. That is the story in Esther chapter 2. The story of Queen Vashti and King Ahasuerus. The king made a feast. I wanted to show forth his queen, and the queen refused to show up. Stubborn-headed woman. Don't look at Vashti. Vashti there is a type of Israel. It's the story of Israel kept there for a script so that at the proper time, the actors will play them out. And before you know what, hallelujah, she refused. Therefore, she had to be put away. Another woman has to be sought for. Another maiden had to be sought for to replace Queen Vashti. She was put away. And the search began. It was not a one-day search. It was not a one-day search. It was a search that involved preparation, proper preparation. Anyhow, woman cannot come to become a queen. It has to be trained, it has to be dressed, it has to be taught. And all the maidens, when they heard the announcement that the king is looking for a queen, I am quoting Esther chapter 2, chapter 1 and chapter 2. And that they should go, whoever is qualified. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He will replace Vashti. And all the queens, all the maidens, according to the book of Esther chapter 1 and chapter 2, I am not saying some story from social media. In social media now, any story you hear, they will so write the one where they will put send and me write them, where I don't know anything about. And people will believe it. I'm telling you what is written in the Bible. And it has been closed to so many so-called preachers. And yet, that is a picture of our redemption. And then they all gather so that you'll understand what is happening in the Gentile church. All this is to take place between the 69th week and the 78th week. So that you will understand the mystery why this God of Israel, salvation came for Israel. Israel is one nation, one God, one faith. But when it came to the Gentiles, the mystery of how we became Baptist, Methodist, Equa, Catholic, even Pride Assembly, Choosing, Redeem, Assemblies of God, and all Anglican, and which other one you know? That's the mystery. Hallelujah. The queen rejected the call by the king to show off the great beauty of his queen. So they came to the gentile to look for the queen. Announcement was made. Come to me, all ye that let me let in them, and I will give you rest. We are there. And then all the maidens in the village, in the town, everybody, me too, I'm qualified now. And then they came together, one after the other. The Catholic maiden took off. Methodist took off. Redeemed took off. Choosing took off. Anglican took off. Assemblies of God took off. Christ Embassy took off. Household of God took off with a funky leader. Where are you going? When you come to collect your people, remember. Is that not the song they are singing? Which song are they singing? I want to live eternal life.
God save my soul.
What are they singing? I am married to Jesus. Satan, leave me alone. And then they all went out. Her Christ Embassy went out with her own. It doesn't matter. God is a good God. And the Catholics went forth with a staff and incense to clear the way. And everybody, every denomination is a maiden that heard that a king wants a queen, and they have gone forth. But unknown to them, hallelujah, the king cannot just accept anyhow woman. Oh! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why do you think that Jesus will just come and get anybody? For God so loved the world, that gave his only begotten, that whosoever, to be a queen, whosoever. To be a queen, whosoever be. It doesn't matter. God is a good God. You can dress naked and come to church. God is a good God. You can paint your face and carry, appear like masquerade. God is a good God. This is what the scripture said. But God is a good God. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I can sleep with any woman anyhow I like and still go to church and take communion. It doesn't matter. God is a good God. Hey, listen. In the palace of King Ahasuerus, there were 7 chamberlains. 7 chamberlains. 7 chamberlains. What is their responsibility? Before I tell you their responsibility, what qualified them to be chamberlains? Number one is that they were eunuchs. They did not have the ability to pregnant any woman. So that in the course of preparing the woman for the king, they will not test. Or even take over the wife. They have no no seed of their own. They are trained. They know what the king wants for a wife. And all of them gathered, and they were handed over to the chamberlain. And there is the preparation. And they were prepared for a period of time. That is what you see in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 16. Seven stars in the right hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, and seven candlesticks. And verse 20 gives us the interpretation. He said, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. He said, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. What are those angels to do? Hallelujah. They, when the gospel moved from Israel to the Gentiles, God was telling us that it will span through a period that will cover seven different dispensations known as the seven church ages, typed by those churches that we see in Revelation chapter 1. Can we read it from verse 8? He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, said the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the spirit on the last day and had behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia. Unto the first one is Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Each of these churches had an angel. We would not have understood that, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, until the Spirit of God came in this age to grant us understanding. As emphasized again through the ministry of William Marion Branham, to let us know, just like other dispensationalists have tried to bring out, that God set those churches as a pattern of what the Gentile church will go through. All the characteristics of each of those churches was reflecting what condition the church will go through, and we have tried to take that in depth. Try to get our tapes and listen to them. Also, each of those churches was also represented by those seven parables that the Lord Jesus Christ gave in Matthew chapter 13. The first parable was the condition of the official church age. The second parable was like that, the condition of up to the last one, the Laodicean church age. It reflected it. Study it, listen to our teachings on it, and you see the picture very clear. And each age, God raised a messenger. The seven stars, each of them was God's star. What is a star? Hallelujah. We saw it in Matthew chapter 2. Hallelujah. The wise men from the east, they saw a star. And once that star, astrologers, they saw that star. Once that star appears, they know that there is a king that is born on earth. The Bible tells us they followed that star. The star began to move. They did not worship the star. The star was to show them the way. Oh, glory be to God. But they were glad when they saw the star. They rejoiced when they saw the star. But they did not worship the star. And they followed the star. And the star took them to Jerusalem. The star led them to where Christ was born. Evidence that you are a star for that age is that in every age, God will raise up a man that will point you to Christ the Word. Any preacher, every preacher that you see today is a star giving forth some light. And is supposed to lead you somewhere. Every preacher is a star. Oyedepo is a star. Mwaka is a star. Adeboye is a star. Michael Konko is a star. Who again? Pope Benedict, is that his name? Francis is a star. Kumuyi is a star. Benihin is a star. Every preacher you know is a star. Oyakilome is a star. There are some stars that are international, and there are some stars that are local, like we here for Ijesha only. Only Ijesha. But a star is a star. Giving forth some light. Praise the Lord. By what they preach, you will know whether they are taking you to Jesus or they are taking you to their bank account. Some of them are ordained to take you to Jesus. Some are ordained to take you from Jesus. Hallelujah. And wise men from the east, the Bible says so. Not Newell. The east. Wise men from the east, they saw a star. There were other stars, but there was a particular star. I listened to all the teachings of all the great men of God. Stars with large followership. Suddenly, I came across another star, William Marion Branham. Oh, glory be to God. And I found the light that this man was given was different from the other lights. This light was sounding different. All other stars, they were having headquarters and branches. All these other stars, we are building personal kingdoms. All these other stars, we are preaching prosperity to the detriment of the soul. All these other stars, we are ordaining their women, their wives, contrary to the Bible that forbids a woman pastor. All these other, some of them, we are preaching it doesn't matter. Telling a woman you can dress anyhow, it doesn't matter. Contrary to the Bible, they were allowing Christian women to wear trousers. All these men, they were concentrating on healing and deliverance scripture. But I saw a man that sounded different. He's the man that told me I did not need Bible school to be a preacher. God did not send us to set up Bible college. When he called his disciples, he told them to wait in Jerusalem until they be endued with power. No certificate. No certificate. It's a power that you have. All the other stars, some of them have mighty titles. His preeminence, his lordship, his grace, general overseer, general superintendent. I look for those titles in the Bible. I didn't see anyone. I only saw pastor. I only saw prophet. I only saw evangelist. I only saw teacher. And I only saw pastor. I didn't see reverend doctor. I didn't see all these titles they award to themselves. I didn't see it. I saw the most anointed man in this age, testified by all the preachers. No preacher in this age has had the grace that William Branham had. And all he told us, he said, if you love me, call me Brother Branham. I said, see Jesus here. See another Jesus here. This is the light. I followed him. I followed that man. And I'm still following him. Hallelujah. Attributes we are manifested
through his bride in this last day. We have all our revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know.